And we continue with a time of prayer for God's people. Please rise. This morning we'll uplift some specific names in prayer. Specifically, we had one more prayer request I want to share with the congregation. That is Katie. Katie is Colleen's sister. She was in a car accident yesterday, and she underwent surgery just this morning. We want to pray for her full recovery, successful surgery as well, and that she can get some treatment also for some of the damage that was caused in the car accident. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, you have appointed your church to be a city on a hill, shining the light of your mercy into the world and gathering your own to receive your precious gifts of forgiveness, life, and mercy. Use us joyfully to invite and welcome our neighbors, co-workers, and acquaintances to join us in receiving your gifts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, through the prophets, you declare that the fasting you accept is to share our food with the hungry and our homes with the homeless. Guard us from self-absorption, gluttony, and other vices that prevent us from extending your bounty to those less fortunate. Grant shelter to those who have none, food to those who hunger, and honest work to the unemployed. We ask you to bless those ministries that we are in partnership with to care for those who are less fortunate. Use your people to extend your mercy and lift us to the joy of sharing our daily bread. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your mercies are new to us every morning, and yet we often know the pain of sickness, injury, sorrow, and other frailties. In your never-failing mercy, remember those who have requested our intercessions. Lord, today for Katie and her husband Gary and the Schultz family, that you would guard and protect Katie, that the surgery that happened this morning would go as the doctors had planned, that the treatment and the care for her would lead to her restoration as well in the days ahead, and cover the entire family with your mercy and grace. Lord, also for those that we named today that have asked for our prayers, we especially uplift Kathy DeYoung and Bruce. We pray that you would be with Kathy and uplift her spirits by your presence and by a connection that you have with her, whether through friends or whether through our church, that she would know your presence and be joy-filled. Lord, also for those that we mentioned today as well on our prayer list, for Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Carol, Courtney, George, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Jim, Betty, Riley, the family of Katie Bacchus with her recent death as they mourn that, Spencer, Tom and Donna, and Miles. We pray that they might have healing and wholeness according to your will and grace, to entrust themselves to your merciful hands as they endure with courage and hope whatever crosses and afflictions you are pleased to allow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen.